Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All rise. The somewhat honorable Brad Booker is catapulting into the courtroom.
Catapulting. All right.
Meow. All right. Please be seated. I have read the complaint. Diane and Alan, the big argument here is Alan has been invited by his newly divorced friend to go to the Grammys in February. This is very exciting.
That's awesome.
And you're also invited to an exclusive after party, Alan?
Yes.
Diane, his wife, does not want him to go because while she likes his newly divorced friend, she does not trust his friend at all and does not want him to go. We get this right, guys?
That's correct.
All right, let's delve a little bit deeper. So, Alan, why should you be allowed to go to the Grammys in Los Angeles?
Why should I be allowed to go? I mean, just listen to that statement. I've been invited to the Grammys in Los Angeles. That's like a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Right.
And, you know, my friend can get wild and crazy, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to get wild and crazy, too. I'm a grown-ass man, and I love my wife, and I'm also a grown-ass man that doesn't feel like I need permission from my wife to go have a fun weekend. You know, I've never done anything to make her not trust me, so why not trust me all of a sudden now when I have this amazing experience that most people will never have an opportunity to do, you know? I don't even understand what she's afraid of, to be honest with you.
All right, well, let's ask her. What are you afraid of?
She's on the phone.
Diane. This does sound like an incredible opportunity. Why would you not be encouraging him to go?
Listen, I do trust my husband, but I do not trust his friend. Like, he was bad and getting into trouble when he was married, but now that he's divorced, it's a whole new level.
Like, so there's like a reason why he's divorced, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's a really attractive guy. He's got a lot of money. He loves women, and he's always finding trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love my husband. I'm just trying to protect him from the trouble. They're going to find it because of who he's going with.
Like he's going to end up in jail or something like that?
In bed with another woman. Hey, forget the jail. She's thinking like other women are
making a right turn.
I don't know. I'm just thinking of the hangover. That's what I'm thinking. There's going to be a tiger in the bathroom.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
You don't want your husband to go on vacation with a hot single guy with a lot of money.
And he's cocky, too. Like, this divorced, cocky dude. And that kind of attitude, I don't want it to rub off on my husband.
We could see him as a bad influence.
Very much so, yeah.
I've been friends with this guy for years. He didn't corrupt me as a person.
Good point.
I'm an adult. I'm not like a teenager that's hanging around with the wrong crowd. And
right.
I'm an adult, and this is my friend. I'm a responsible adult.
Yeah,
right.
He's not going to rub off on me. And I don't get it.
Okay, so here we are. Alan has the opportunity to go to the Grammys in Los Angeles and an exclusive party, whereas Diane is like, I don't want you alone with that guy because he's a playboy, and I could definitely see him getting into trouble. And if you're there, you're going to get in trouble too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to throw this off to the jury. Alex and Sarah are going to deliberate. The cool thing is that Diane and Alan have agreed to accept the verdict no matter what it is you guys decide.
Yeah, or at least that's what they've told us.
Which we'll find out coming up next on Mix 94.7. We're back with Booker's Court. Diane and Alan are a married couple. Alan has a newly divorced friend that has invited him to go to the Grammys in Los Angeles and a very exclusive after party. He says it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, except for the fact that his wife says, I like him, my husband's friend, but I don't trust him at all. He's a playboy. He tends to get into trouble, and that's just not the kind of person I want my husband hanging out with. So, Alex, Sarah, he He's a grown man. He says, should he be entitled to go on this trip? What do you think, Alex?
Oh, this hits close to home with me because I feel like I could easily be this guy sometimes. Yeah. Not the bad influence, but the guy stuck in the middle of like, should I go, should I not? So here's the thing. I would never tell my wife she couldn't do anything because I wouldn't expect her to tell me I can't do anything. She's never told me I can't do anything. This kind of happened recently. My wife, I just went to Las Vegas with a bunch of friends and my wife was cool about it. But what she said and what we both agreed on is that for every guy trip you do, we have to do a trip together as well. But here's the thing. You're talking about an experience, and it sounds like a once-in-a-lifetime experience. If my wife was going to do this, and she had some bad egg friends, I would tell her to go because of the experience. It's never going to happen again. I feel like you have to give the blessing to go and just trust your man. But you have to do something amazing for her, like an experience.
Sarah? Yeah.
Look, you married him, and what kind of marriage is it if you can't trust him?
Boom.
And maybe if this guy was like a new friend that he met like 2 weeks ago, I'd be a little like, who's this dude?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going on? But if he's known him his whole life, I agree with him. Like, he hasn't corrupted him yet. Why not trust? You're married to him. What's the worst he's going to do? And it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I think he should go because that's the best part of life, trying new things.
Exactly, and go with a blessing. Like, if you give him a blessing to go, it's going to be so much easier, not just for him, but for yourself as well. You won't be worried about, you know, because it's like, what could he possibly do? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of things you could possibly do, but if he's happy and loves you at home, I mean, there's nothing that's going to make him change it.
Give him the gift of trust. Trust him.
So are we saying that Diane needs to allow Alan to go?
Yes.
100%.
All right.
Not fight it.
The verdict is in. Diane, I'm so sorry this did not go your way.
We have a lot to talk about, but okay.
Oh, but okay. That's good.
But
I like that.
Know, maybe set up some ground rules and maybe a little tit for tat, a little, what do you say? What's that Latin phrase?
Va con Dios?
No.
What is that?
Let's go with God.
No. Hannibal Lecter says it to Clarice Starling. Quid pro quo.
Quid pro quo.
Quid pro quo.
What does that mean?
That means give you a little, you get a little.
Gotcha.
Right.
Or you could FaceTime each other for every 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
No.
Have fun at the Grammys, Alan.
Awesome.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.